This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. One poem only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Today I'm reading a poem by Abby Zhang. You can find her at AbbyZ320. She is the co-founder and editor-in-chief of The Sixth House Literary, a youth-led lit magazine based in Montreal. Bloodfruit, by Abby Zhang. Say it, like you used to peel blood oranges with your teeth, Ma. The flesh splits soft and shivering under the pressure, its rind stuck under your fingernails, juice spilling, licking your lips with the same golden bitter heat. Let the pith cling to your hands, burrow there like spoiled lace in the creases of your knuckles. A ghost of a daughter you couldn't bear to name. Say it like an apology that came a heartbeat too late. Sinking into mildew, buried beneath nail beds, sour and white. Too deep to name, too guilty to believe. You can't call it love if the flower doesn't survive the soil and dies trying. You leave your shadow in the freezer beside the frost-bitten peas. Between the birthday cake we never finished and that bag of lentils you said you'd cook someday. Your laugh long forgotten in the laundry with the whites, now pink and fraying open at the edges. I preserved your almost in girlhood, placed it beside the sunflower head I dried and nailed to the wall as a lesson in ache and symmetry in what bends too far trying to face the sun. The ache is old enough to leave home, but it lingers. In the smell of citrus and ammonia, in the violence in wanting something at the exact moment it curdles. The way rot hides sweet and ruin arrives tender. The citrus flesh, bruised, half fermented, half forgiven, slips in your palm, limp and leaking through the fault lines, as if even the fruit knew I was mouth you left empty in late night arguments over half cold, half servings of tear salted rice. Say, Ma, you didn't mean to ruin me. Just once. Say it even if it's a lie. I'll take the lie. I'll eat it whole. I've survived on less. I'll take the ghost back into my chest and fold up her silences, moon heavy. Wrap her in the napkin you forgot to place at my side of the table. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.